Shomai, Parash Zazinu, Tovshin Samuzayan, Parash Zazinu, Erev, Yom HaKippurim. The Maiso, we know the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, Daftar Zayin, Yud Zayin Amid Beis, Omer of Chris Bidoy, Shloish Svarim Niftochim, the Rosh Hashanah, three Svarim and Niftochim, the Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shal Sadikim Gemurim, the Echad Shal Rishoyim, the Echad Shal Beininim. Sadiq Gemurim on Ichtovim, Venechtomim, La'alta, L'chaim. Rishoyim Gemurim on Ichtovim, Venechtom, La'alta, L'misa, on the Shoshone. Ubeininim, Fluyim, Ve'oimdim. The Beinini, who Be'etzem is half and half. He does mitzvahs, but he also does Aveiros. And even though it could be that his mitzvahs have override the amount of mitzvahs override the amount of aveiros, but it's not so parshit. What the Rambam says, there are mitzvahs and aveiros are weighed according to the type of aveira, how much nisayon there was, how big an aveira was, and the same thing for the mitzvah. That one mitzvah could be connected to kama aveiros. And when Aveira could be connected common mitzvahs. Beininim, Tluyim Ve'oimdim. If there's Zoycha on Yom Kippur, then Nichtom and Echtom L'chaim. Halavai, we should be Beininim, Rabbi Yisai. Because Rav is Zoktim, Brocho, Samach Aleph, Ano, Beinini, Ano. Beinik, Rav. Even Abai said on him, Loishaf, Kishai, Lecho, Beri, if you're Beinini, is Loshav Kishai Lecho Beria, Tois is Bezim and Aleph, Loshav Kishai Lecho Beria. But Lomaisa, Rava said he was a Beinini. Beinini, Pluyim Ve'oimdim. Zoche! Zoche, Nichta Ve'nechta, Mish Yom Kippur, L'chaim. Yes, the Rambam, Mipere Gimel, Mechus Tshuva, Aloche Gimel, when he passes the halacha, he doesn't say just zocha. Zocha, we would think, means do more mitzvah, do another mitzvah. Yet the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam says, no, zocha, the asa tshuva. Says the Rambam, im asa tshuva, the nichta of the chayim. If he doesn't do tshuva, it's all tolling in tshuva. But why, Rabbi Yisai? Why should we tolling in tshuva? The famous question that everybody asks in the Rambam. Why dafka tshuva? Do one mitzvah. Tip the scales with one mitzvah if you're even. Do a little bit more mitzvahs. We'll get Uncle Moshe to sing a song. We'll do mitzvahs today. Do a little mitzvah today. Beis Hashem. Why can't we do some mitzvahs? We'll go to shul. Let's go to shul. All these songs. Beis Hashem. We'll do a few mitzvahs and we'll tip the scale. What's epis? Tshuva. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz brings from the altar, from his Zayde, the altar from the Vardik, that we have a different understanding of Beininim Tluyim Ve'oimdim, Rabbi Yisai. First made Beininim Tluyim Ve'oimdim, so the altar from the Vardik, a Moshul Lamar Davadoyme, Beininim Tluyim Ve'oimdim. The noose is around the neck. They're toloi. They're toloi with the noose around the neck. But oi made, they're standing still on the stool. It hasn't been kicked away. Meaning, Be'ikir learns, Rabbi the Altam in the Vardik, that the Psak Din was, Chas V'Sholom, Rosh Hashanah, you didn't make it, Chas V'Sholom. Even the Beinani. Just there's one more chance. They left you on the chair still. The Russia, they kicked away the chair, Rahman Islam. By the Beinani, even in Russia, maybe we'll speak about maybe of the Shabbos, or Rosh also has a koyach of tshuva, but Beinoni l'chol ha'poz, but it says pluim v'oim l'altam v'divardik, that a Beinoni has the noose around his neck already. Just watch, he's oimed, he's standing on the chair, on the stool, still has the chance, Hashem, the last chance, but he's already nifsak with a noose around his neck. Why? Explains of Chaim Shmulevitz, unbelievable. Be'etzem, if we think about it, what does it help to do more mitzvahs now in Tavshin Samach Zayin? The din was on Tavshin Samach Vav. And in Tavshin Samach Vav, were you a zakai? Were you roiv mitzvahs? You weren't. If you're not roiv mitzvahs, you don't make the grade. Thus learned the ultimate Vedic shot. Even a Beinoni, who's not... even a Beinoni, who's not Roiv Averus, he's Mitzi Chetzi Chetzi. Even he, Be'etzim, doesn't have a Schus Chaim for the next year. Because in order to have a Schus Chaim, you have to have Roiv. You have to be more united to Kaddish Baruch Hu than to the Averus. And if you're not, the noose goes around your neck. But since you're not Roiv Avoinos, you have a last chance to do Tshuva. What does Tshuva help? Just asked. You can't add more mitzvahs. Because more mitzvahs just means you did it in Tavshin Samach Zayin. But the year the judgment was on, Kol Shana Vishana, was on Tavshin Samach Vav. And in Tavshin Samach Vav, you weren't Reis Chuyos. So what does it help? You can't do more mitzvahs. Mitzvahs won't help. Learn the Atman Yadik. There's only one thing that helps. There's Tshuva. Why tshuva rabbeisai is of the murder? The Chaim Shmulevitz learns pshat. Because when you do tshuva rabbeisai, tshuva is oiker. It's yaveir lemafreya. Especially if you do tshuva me'ava. It's nasa kishchuyos. What's nasa kishchuyos? What's nasa kishgogos? What you did in Tavshin Samach Vav. Ah. So the Chaim Shmulevitz said, the Beinoni does tshuva, he's now king machriya the year from Tavshin Samach Vav. Tavshin Samach Vav ended. More mitzvahs will not help you. You weren't Reb Zchuyos. The noose goes around your neck. But since you weren't Reb Avoinos, Hashem gives another chance. You do tshuva. You oike lemafreya, Rabbi Yisrael. The akira lemafreya on the Avoinos. Nimso that in Tavshin Samach Vav, you're a zakai. And Yom Kippurim, Tavshin Samach Zayin, decide that you're a zakai in Tavshin Samach Vav. That's how it works, so boy's time. It's a mail to Pacha Neuri about it. Chas v'shom, we shouldn't even think about it. But a person was in din, and he had the noose around his neck at this moment, Rabbi said. What would he be thinking? How the Pachad would be Neuri of Oyoin? I gotta get out of this. There has to be some Praklet Echot. Somebody will be Milamin on his chus. Somehow! They're still waiting to kick the chair, but the noose is around the neck, and they're saying, Mr. George, you got one chance. You bring a bracelet, you bring riots, you bring proof. You get yourself out of this. If not, we're kicking away the chair. And as the gates get closer and closer, boy side, the chances get less and less. We still have a few days, boy side. But the Yavira, the feeling in the air should be, tshuva! What can I do to do tshuva? Oh, Baruch Hashem. You can have the nigunim now for tshuva tshuva's tocha. Speak to Marty after the shi, he has a new nigun for the call for the sanatoike for tshuva tshuva's tocha. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I have music for the shmooze. Baruch Hashem! Ah! To do tshuva, Rabbi Yisrael, that is the tzav Hashem. That's what Rabbi Yisrael wants us to do. But it's very hard for us to do tshuva, Rabbi Yisrael. People think, what is tshuva, Rabbi Yisrael? Tshuva means, yeah, what do you mean? I get up every morning, shlichot, so I come 15 minutes late to that also. I get to say one Hashem Hashem. At least every week, I get there for one Hashem Hashem. And I have a riot to it. I have a riot. She gave me a free cup of Coke because I came to get the one Shem Hashem. There was one guy who made it all for all three of them, and he got a whole bottle of soda, Baruch Hashem, cold soda. Because you get two bottles in there, the cold goes to 10 shekel, 8 shekel for the warm one. I'm saying every day, Hashamnu, Bagadnu, I say it every day, very diligently. I have a little pain over here from banging a little bit, and on Yom Kippur, the chest is even hard. I bang so much, I bang away. So one guy, I was, you heard the thuds, like the whole base medrash, you know, with the acoustics. He's banging away over there. Then you have the other guy, Mamashai, some people, Rahman, you see them, you start and say, oh, you want to have a little come up, Baruch Hashem, holy session, make tshuva, this is not the, you know, shivasa, it is not the sort of tevis, you know, it's in the middle of the year, you're not trying to tshuva. The session, make tshuva, you feel a little bit, so you start to say, with Hashem, the next thing you look to the guy, he's hurting by, he's holy by, I say, Laman Shemech, I say, Laman Yiminech, I say, Laman, I'm just holding my Hashem, the guy next to you, you know, to, you look around, you look like a fool, you know, you're trying. So you think everybody finished the Hashamnu, what happened to the whole head? You know, you're just finishing the Bagan. You look up and they're holding my Kaddish already. It's the morning. The kids are. So we're doing tshuva, Rabbi Yisai. Does mean tshuva, Rabbi Yisai? Does emes tshuva? Tshuva, if you look at the Rambam speaks what tshuva is. That means these are voidness that we do, the stupidities, the foolishness. Hashem can be made by the Lamois that we won't go back to it. We're not going to do the same shtus nachum of this year, the same bittul Torah, the same bittul Zman, the same shtus in Ben Azmanim. We're not going to go back to that. Tshuva is an emes, introspection of where we're holding. And what direction we're headed. Hachzireinu, Avinu, and where does it start? So we say in Shmona Esrei, with the bracha of tshuva in Shmona Esrei. Hachzireinu, Avinu, L'soy Rosecha, the Korveinu Malkein Lavu L'Zecha. Roshibu, he says, B'Shem L'Chavetz Chaim, Hachzireinu, Avinu, L'soy Rosecha, turn us around. The David Torah and mitzvahs were going the wrong way. We're headed in the wrong direction. The train push is going the wrong way. Until we need a more kirva, but we're going in the wrong direction. This is the pachal of Yom Hadin, the Yom Neroim, the awesome days. Why is there a single pachad in the air today, Rabbi Yisai? In these days of awe? Why is there a certain pachad? Are we worried? Life itself is going to be complete nidah in the Gemar Din. Gemar Chasima Toiva. The Gemar Din is going to be yet in a couple of days. Where's the pachad? Where's the feeling that it could be? Who knows? If I don't do tshuva, what's going to be? Pasha, what we lack today, the feeling of what Chaim is, of how important it is. And will the superficiality of understanding what it means, Yom Hadin, everything becomes superficial. The whole davening becomes a little more superficial. It becomes more of a show. What niggun did he sing this year for the Sana Tokef? Was it my favorite new niggun out from MBD? Or was it the other one from George Feldsbaum? New tape came out. Where's the feeling? Mystical pachad that everything's going to be decided and finished on this Yom HaDin. To think into it, be misbeinein. How do I start my derech l'tshuva? This week's parasha, Hazinu Hashemayim v'adabeiro, v'sishma ha'oretz v'meifi yaro v'kabot ha'likhi, the ganze parasha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns us, and He warns the Masa b'Shamayim and Masa b'Yisrael, that Shamayim is v'yedus, whether you keep the Torah, are you going in the right way? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us eitzes, after we mess up, Shicheis loy loy bonam mu dor ikeshu v'sal toil, Halashem tikmul zois am novel v'loy chocham, how can you do this to your brother shaloy lam? Halo wavicho konechu oscho v'yichoninecho, where are you with your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then the Torah HaKadosh gives us the Eitzah. What do we do? How do we gain focus again? Or how should have we gotten focus on where we're heading and what we should be doing? Says the Pasuk, Zchor Yemois Oilam Binu Shnois Dar Vador. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, as Elchanan Vassman says, that just like the return needs to be responded to the Samik Ben, we have to be responded to the earth, into what happens in the world. Everything that happens is Vishil Yisrael. To understand them, to know them, their warnings. Hazinu Hashemayim Ve'oretz V'sishma Ha'oretz Im Leifi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's warning is so, the world will be made. Things will happen. There'll be a tsunami. There'll be wars. There'll be Magevis. There'll be deaths. What's coming to tell you? It's not Mikra. There's no carriage, there's no mikra. It's something serious. There's a warning for us. Wake up. There's a warning call. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boro. Why did He create thunders of the Gemara and Brachos? Like Haishak Mimio Shebelev. The crookedness. Our cheshbonos. Our stupidities. Thunder shakes. When people hear about wars in Eretz Yisrael itself, it's enough to get a person to think, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? But where do you go? Today it's difficult on our own, Rabbi Zai. In our own way, it's very difficult for us to find the Eitzer itself. A person's for the mensch, a young bachar, a young ungoman. There are complications in life. There are things that he has to straighten out in his life, in the lives of his family. What he should do. Of this, the Torah Kedoshah tells us clearly. And I believe that is the Hascholos HaTshuva, Rabbi Zah. I was speaking to Rabbi Michal recently. Today's door especially, to try to, on a person's own, to respond and respond is, it's difficult. It's not saying it can't be done. Nach besod rachinu v'nach koiru v'nashuv el Hashem. Tshuva starts the Pasuk said in Eicha. Nach besod rachecha v'nach koiru. To look into your worry ways, as the Brisker Rav learns Pshat, be the Mesil Shishorim. Pishpush u mishmush, to check into your ways, start where the mitzvahs and the averus are, you tackle heading in the right direction, are you doing the right thing, and then mishmush, a much more delicate feeling of even the mitzvahs that we do, the things that we do, are we doing l'shem shamayim, are we doing the right intentions, are we doing l'shem mitzvah, are we doing our living our whole lives only for the incentives of either there's a star, a person needs to learn l'shma. But where's Hashem? Where's our connection with the Ibrahim Shalom? Are we checking into that? Is our life a whole life of facade? We shuckle and we dive in. Once at a Maisa, a Badchan, he got up in a Chasana.
and he went and he was mimicking different things. And the Heilige Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yoel, was there. And the guy got up and started to mimic the Satmar Rebbe's davening. Abayis thought he's davening a lot of kavodas and this and that. And the Vaisa obviously was in the frame of the spirit of the Chasana, Yishmak. And Rabbi Yoel was sitting there. And he started to cry. And afterwards, the Balkan came over to him and said, Rebbe, I hurt you. Chas v'shalom, I didn't mean. It was just to make a geshma. We just see the community and everything. I said, Chas v'shalom, you didn't hurt me. I know you were doing it, l'chshem. But I was thinking to myself, how much our hearts are mimicking others. How much our davening is really just a fake. It's a facade. It's not the real thing. It's just mimicking. Where's the real us? My. Our avoda could be, it looks great. But if we do mishmush, it's nach b'chzod rachin v'nach koiro. If we look more deep into it, and we'll see that we're coming a little short, there's much more we could do. Chas v'shalom, we have to know Baruch Hashem. Especially b'nei toiro. We're moving, we're on the go. We're going, we're moving Baruch Hashem, we're accomplishing. But we have to realize we can't let up. We have to fix up. We have to move forward. As the going says, there's no stagnancy. They're going up or going down. There's only one, two ways to go, up or down. You can't stay on the same level. So if you want to move, if you want to accomplish, we've got to go forward. To go forward, we have to have analyzation, not just summarization. We have to analyze and check in. But for a bocher, or even a young avreich, to do this, Rabbi said today, it's very difficult. It's a monumental task. I'm not saying it can't be done. That's what Musa said is all about. But Musa went out with the dinosaurs, Rabbi said. You heard of the dinosaurs? You go to the museum over there, next to the dinosaurs, there's a little room there. It's called the Musa room. They have all the old Musa's farm over there, next to the dinosaurs, with the teeth of the dinosaurs, right next door to the room. It's called the Musa room. Next door to there, to the dinosaur room. This room was once used, pre-dinosaur era, Musa section. Musa went out with the dinosaurs. They even have, you know, we have Baruch Hashem Vada and everything like that. That's Hashkafa, Rabbi said. That's not called Musa. You get Hashkafa, you get a good Hashkafa, and that's what we need also, Rabbi said. We need Hashkafa there. But Musa went out with the dinosaurs. Musa is at a perfect time to sit and think through what is my life about? Where am I heading? What am I doing? Are there areas in life that I can massage in? And we have to realize, Rabbi said, this is the time. This is what we came down to the world for. We can't lose our direction. The Chavetz Chaim, you are married to the Marshal, Rabbi Yisai. The Tehillah of Chavetz Chaim, in his Choyim HaSatas, Chazal say, in this Pasuk, Yimois Oilam Eim HaShonim Shecholfu, Vinu Shnois Dor V'Dor Eil HaYom HaSinim Lovoi. Zog there, Api HaMarshal, Zog the Chavetz Chaim, Api HaMarshal, Zog the Marshal, there was a Soicher, a jewel, a diamond merchant. He used to go every year, a boy side, to a big Yerid, a big diamond showing where they had very, very good deals, a bazaar, a white elephant diamond sale. It would be once every few years. In this Yerid, he would meet up with the great diamond dealers of all around the world, from Belgium, from all the great places, Antwerp, that they all came to trade in the diamonds, and he would do great business there. This person was very, very well developed in his business activities, and every time he'd walk back from this Yerid with tremendous wealth, enough to last him for many, many years, and many, 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 many years, and a very, very good high standard of living. It's understood very partially that this man looked forward to that big Yerid, that big conference, that big gathering of the diamond merchants where the deals were unbelievable. And every year, every time he would look forward, his eyes and his mind always thinking when it's going to be. And at that time, when it finally came, he told his Purishim Kol Chai Olam Hazeh. No eating, no sleeping, no drinking. His mind, his thoughts, his whole body, his whole Metzias was wrapped up in this diamond business. And when his craving came over to said, listen man, take it easy. Get one of those lounge chairs and go for a tan. Get a big Cuban cigar and light it up. Take a little bit of rest. You're overworking. And his tshuva would always be, for years I wait for this bazaar. For years I wait for it. So there, Hashem was mezakeh me always. Shezikani. I'm so looking forward to every time I can add much, much more to my wealth. From 1 month of this yirid, I can mispanish for tens of years every time. And who knows if there'll be other chances? Who knows if the concert will be? It's supposed to be called every few years, but it's never definite, it's never set. Believe me, set! If I would be able to, I wouldn't sleep this whole month. I wouldn't go to sleep. Nebuch, though, he had a stupid son. His son wasn't too business oriented. He was a foolish little boy, and he's turned to a foolish little man. When the days of the Yerid came, his father took him and introduced him to the home of Halach. But this son didn't really catch on. He enjoyed going to the Yerid for all the other things, the soda machines he liked to play with, the candy stores that were there he liked to buy. There was a little amusement park nearby, the carousel. He liked to go on the horse. That's what attracted his mind. And he used to come, he made a little bit of money, but he wasn't shakua. Oh, when his father saw this maizim, he said, remember my son, remember, you know how many days and years we wait for this yirid, and now that it came, this is what you do. You waste. You're lazy. You don't use out the opportunities. Who knows when they'll be a read again? The opportunity is lost forever. So the Hilke Chovetz Chaim, I does his dinim show. The Oilam HaNeshamis, where our essence comes from, our Hilke Neshamah, at the time of the Yitzira, they're at the Ma'ino Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're in his home, whatever it is, in his world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that time, the Neshama sees, the Neshamas that are packed there sees all the Neshamas coming up, who are successful in this world, who come up to Shemaim with a Se'ur She'arim Rasheichem, and it's great covenant giving to these Neshamas who've accomplished, who brought cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and these neshamas come up, and these neshamas who have not gone to the world yet see this neshamas come up with such covered. Their hope and their desire and their kilyon einayim is, when are we going to go into such a kuf, and we also are going to accomplish this? When are we going to use out our time properly to entire mitzvahs? That's how the neshamas, the chuk of the neshamas, to accomplish in this world. Ah, Rabbi Yisai. But Lamaisa, what happens at the end? You get caught up in the stupidity of Olam Hazeh. Playing with the little balls, eating the ice creams, eating the pizza, and we forget what the Neshama came down for. Ah, that's what the Pasuk says. Chor Yemois Olam Binushnois Dorvador. Remember where you came from. Remember where you're headed to. So how do we do it though? Where do we get the strength to accomplish, to make that return? Who's going to give it to us? Does the pasuk is mamshir? Shal avicha v'yageitcha zekeinecha v'yoyim v'loch. Ask your elders v'yageitcha zekeinecha v'yoyim v'loch. To ask from those above, of people who are before you, people who know better. So the Hilke Medrash, the Oilam, Skenim, Aminim, Es Yisrael, the skanim or kua the glass or able to stand. The goyim look at skanim. What is skanim? What do they do for society? They're not developed enough. They don't know the new technology. They don't have a new computer, internet, whatever it is. A guy showed me his iPod yesterday, a few days ago. Mamish has the whole shas on it. And I said, can we look a little bit more into the iPod? So he's showing me Mamish, Psochim, Brochas, he's just missing one Masechta. And then we get to the next section of the iPod, the videos. And he said, Rebbe, you know what, you can get on this any movie you want also. Rachmanitzan, right next to Psochim 49B. You get Rocky 3. You get 49B or Rocky 3, your choice on the same machine. And you can always switch scenes also from 49B to Rocky 3. You can do it at the same moment, just press a button. So these Ganim, they don't know the new technology. They're not advanced. What do they do for society? We believe this Ganim of Boys are what mind of us. There is our link and chain. Just to the Banish of the High Maimed Sinai. We told the story once, and there was a plane. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was on the plane. And was sitting in one of the sections, and every few minutes, one of his children and grandchildren came over. What do you need? What can we offer you? How can we help you? And next to it, nearby, was sitting one of the Chilonim, who lived the life of a Nebuchadnezzar Chiloni, total. But he was a very, very choshiva, respectable Chaver Knesset. In the government, and he was amazed, astonished. Look at this derech kovit. Look what these children, grandchildren, every few minutes. When does he was trying to think back the last time he saw his grandchild, 1812 maybe. When did I see my grand? I don't know what she looked like. I think she had just had a wedding. Last time I saw her, she was 3. But they send every year a Father's Day card, dear Pop. See you same time next year. Love, Charles. Same time next year, Pop. I'll pop up in the house, Pops. Love, Charles. P.S. Send regards to Mom. And these children and grandchildren, every second, coming over, Mechabed. And he says, tell me the secret. Please, Rabbi. And he said, it's so passionate. I'll tell you the secret. There's a big difference in our ideologies. In our ideologies, Rabbi said. I just got that word last night from reading the art scroll. 49B. Ideologies. In our ideologies, there's a big difference, Rabbi said. He said. We believe that we came from high, that the human being is a chedek of the Kamima. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the Jews on Har Sinai. And that door that saw the Ribbono Shel Olam on Har Sinai, they saw the Ribbono Shel Olam themselves. And they passed it down to their children. And then to their children. Now how do you think the door that came after the ones that saw Har Sinai, how do they look on the parents? You were the ones who are linked to Har Sinai. You saw the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Doris after that said, you were the ones who saw the people who saw them. And weiter, each door looking back to the door beforehand. Looking back to the generations. Trying to find out what's the MS. You received from the one of the creator of the world, my great, great, great grandpa. He spoke. With the Ribbono Shel Olam, the creator of the world. So every generation further, closer to Har Sinai, is more respectable, is more chashuv, is looked as a higher level in the chain, is looked out for advice and guidance to how to make the chain go further. But you, mister, your ideology, your belief is in Darwinism. What does that tell us? That tells us that we developed from the monkey. You right? The baboons, some of us from baboons, some of us come from gorillas. Which one are you? No, he didn't say that. You develop from the monkey. The more you're developed, the more chashuv you are. Because your grandfather ate bananas. Many bananas. Your grandfather sat down and he devoured 600 bananas in a lesson. And all he did was sit around all day and stare at the people who came to stare at him. So I'm staring at you now. The Mela, you don't respect your previous doyers because they're nothing but monkeys! I don't know if he said so stark, but that was the story. We feel more developed. We know better. Toys. We have to know the history of the world, know what's going on, understand, but through which eyes do you see the world? Through the eyes of people who don't understand, who don't have previous knowledge of what was before, what's after. They think the world is more developed now. What they're accomplishing now is much greater. It's a pachadik ma'isa. If Shimshim Pinkis once went on a trip with Avil Zaks, they took a trip to visit Rabbi Hillel's cousin. Rabbi Hillel's Zaks is the Einikel from the Chofetz Chaim. Rabbi Hillel's cousin was a granddaughter of the Chofetz Chaim who lived almost all her life in Russia, and she got into the Haskalah movement, Nebuch. The Maisa was a fascinating meeting to tell her. She was telling over stories of her grandfather that people didn't know. And the two cousins caught up on many years. And then she told the conversations he had with the Chofetz Chaim. The boy said, listen to this conversation. The year was 1917. The world was at war. And this lady, Nebuch, was waging a battle inside of her also. She was raised, obviously, in the spirit of Torah, but she was introduced to the Rachmon Litzlan, to the Inyan of the Haskalah, and Einikel from the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Isai. She was fighting a terrible battle. So one day she ran to the Helika Zaydis home, the Helika Chofetz Chaim. She summoned up the courage and she asked the Zayda. He was not just the Zayda, he was one of the guys, and she knew he was one of the most important people in the world. But she still asked, Zayda, how can you sit here in the Finsternish darkness? How can you sit here when it's so dark in the dark? Don't you realize the entire Lichtige Welt out there? There's a whole world of light, development. Rabbi Yisrael, listen to the Helika Chofetz Chaim Shalavicha V'yageitcho. The Chofetz Chaim, who so many people went to different direction. The Helika Chofetz Chaim, who taught the door how to live with all his mishalim that we brought before. He stared at his granddaughter for a minute and he spoke in a gentle voice. He said, Helika granddaughter, my dear granddaughter, you see those planes that are coming over now, one day soon, to the Chofetz Chaim, there'll be planes that's going to reach the moon. There're going to be planes that touch the moon. And you hear those bombs? Oh, all those bombs that are falling, World War I, the bombs are falling all over. It won't be so long, said the Chofetz Chaim. This lady told it over, that the Chofetz Chaim said it's mefurish. It won't be long that there'll be bombs that'll destroy entire cities. We make people. We make individuals. And to make individuals, to make people, you don't need the exposure of that Lichtige Welt. Dafkin the Finterish. Dafkin the darkness. That's where we make individuals. Well, the story didn't have such a happy ending. She Nebuch was taken away with the flow. Avodos HaRechavetz Chaim looked. We look at technology, development. Human being today, look at him, science, operations. We can put a baboon's heart and substitute for the man's heart. It's Gavaldic, our voice, everyone is against it. It's a need for when people save with lives. But realizing mere machin mentioned. The world out there are making great things, but what are those things for? Steer us! Zikainim is Binyan! And Binyan Yalodim is Steerus, I think about it! The building of Yalodim, people don't really understand. Yalodim means kids! It means anybody that doesn't have the real understanding is Steera! Destruction from the world! More development, more destruction. It was a year who developed that bomb! And what does that bomb do? Billions of people! But mere machin mensch. Mere machin mensch. We do something much greater. We make people. We develop people. With all that development, with all that cloudic technology which is used, but society, the human being, is being destroyed! The thought process, the koyach of the human being, will substitute for a machine. It works much quicker. No one has to do anything anymore. You don't have to have a relationship. Press a button. Show them bias button. Smile now. See these books today. 10 steps for Lashon Feresh Mirza Lashon Feresh Shalom Bayit. Number 1, come home, smile. Number 2, ask a wife what she did today. Everything has to be spelled out. Oh, I didn't think about that. I never thought I have to smile when I come home. I thought I was supposed to just shake my nose. No smile. Development of the mind. Development of the koyach of a human being. Development of a feeling for another human being. Destruction! The world out there, destruction of the human being! How the whole Maharaj HaChayim to destroy another human being. Take away his business. Who cares who that guy is? I want to make my money. I'll open up a store, pizza store right next to him. Not down the block anymore. Used to be open up a little bit further down the block. Next to him, pizza. He's selling pizza, I'm also selling pizza. I'm selling with 25 cents, 25 shekel, 400 pizza shops. But life's for me. Living my life for me, and that's what it all is, more and more taiva, more and more for myself. I'm making people. How do you do it, Avoisai? How do we do tshuva? What's the road? How do we get back on the road? I believe that Shpach of Harashazino shall have you for Yakeitcha. Shichez boy, boy, one of Mumon. Chesbah warns you, Shchayim Oisoilam. Look, look, I'm telling you, don't lose your direction. Don't get lost, Avoisai. Shchayim Oisoilam, but how do we do it? Shall have you for Yakeitcha. You could be the smartest guy. Mamash. 7,242 IQ. It pops out of the thermometer when your IQ go for your IQ test. How smart you are. But if you don't have a Rebbe, if you don't have Das Torah, if you don't show a Eitzah, as the Medrash ends off over there, we even have a base of Migdash. So up there, because you have a Lomo, because you have a base of Migdash, Kayyam, or you show them the Skadim, they would ask the Skadim also. I feel with my base of Migdash, I had Kayyam, there was Nevuah. They went to the Skadim. Shekol Misha Noitel Eitzo! End of the Medrash! A person who takes an Eitzo! Minas Kainim Enoi Nichshal! You won't be Nichshal, Boisai. You won't be Nichshal. I want to tell you a story this manner, Boisai. There was a certain Bacha in this yeshiva who wanted to go to a bar mitzvah, too. He had to go to a bar mitzvah. His 18th grandmother's cousin's postman's relative's bar mitzvah. It was a must to go. He didn't even know the bar mitzvah boy, but he had to go because one time his grand great grandfather gave him a sefer of this bar mitzvah boy. So he had to go because he learned. He heard the shmuz of the hakarat hatov shmuz. So he has to leave this man for the bar mitzvah of that great grandfather's son. I'm a little bit exaggerated, but no, he had a brother's bar mitzvah. And so he went over to ask somebody, a shoal eitzer, by his side. And so the eitzer was that it's not kedai to go back to the beginning of this man, ruling this man. You won't have such a good man. And I'm saying, our boy's side, the other people that went for whatever it is, everybody does, has their own shailas and their own shailas. But our boy's side, the bracha came over to me afterwards, and he realized he saw another bracha that did go for a bar mitzvah, did go for something else, a different man, whatever it was. And the ma'aseh v'sayv shaldava, he saw the difference in this man. He had a different man. He thanked the Rebbe afterwards. He thanked the Rebbe afterwards. He said, I don't know what my zman would have looked like. People make decisions in this man, where to go, what to do, and they take it as a pasha. Of course I have to go. Of course I must do this now. Of course, Bain has manim. I must go, my good friend, to makarev him in a lot. He needs a lot of kiruv. I think in a lot, I'm doing l'shem shemayim. It's pasha that way. If I don't take it, I can mamish change his whole mahalach chayim. That's for sure. If he goes to a lot, so it's totally l'shem shemayim. There's no choice over here. Did you ask Eitzah? Were you sure Eitzah? Are you sure Eitzah on things that you do in your life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Siyat Nishmaya." The person who shows Eitzah ain't no nichshol shteitah. A shol Eitzah from somebody who's a little bit older, who understands a little better, ain't no nichshol. He won't be nichshol, but if he goes on his own, he could lose the path. And it could be sometimes a small decision for a small thing, and who knows how different his life turned out because of that decision. That doesn't mean every time I want to go buy a suit, I'm not toying at the high madrig, you have to ask the Eitzah. Should I buy Bortolino, Bartolo, Bartoli, this suit, gray stripes, pink stripes? But the decisions in life, especially being Asmanim's, and during this man, where I should go, what I should do, show your Eitzah, by saying, call me, show your Eitzah, and I'll show you. The weird Xiatishmai of the Rav. But by saying, stay by Shlomo HaMelech! That goes, man, that his Rebbe was alive, he wasn't chayte, he didn't take Bas Parah for a wife. Rachmonel and Slan, ooh, the kilkel that came out from the boy marrying Bas Parah, Shleim Amel, the Chorom, he called him. His Rebbe wasn't as smart as him. I was up to Gemara. Goes, man, that his Rebbe was alive, and he was nichlet to his Rebbe. He had mainly asked AIDS, he didn't take Bas Parah. But Rebbe, his Rebbe was nifta, should have been getting, and he took. Bas Parah, Rachmanel, it's not what happened from that. Shleim Amel, the smart man, he doesn't need a Rebbe. He doesn't show Eitzah. Toy is God of his. Eitzah is for everybody. A person doesn't realize how Nagua he is. And this is the Yisoid of the Achtachuvah of his. This is the Yisoid. Find the Eitzah to ask. Know how to ask. Baruch Hashem, I had a few. And I'm sure others that are not just myself, the Avreichim, that came over and asked. There was a Kiddush Hashem, and I said to him, I looked up to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I thought to myself, what beautiful thing. People still asking, what should be my Kabbalah this year? What should be my Kabbalah? Everybody obviously wants to make the right Kabbalah, but that also sometimes needs Eitzah. He's making Kabbalah, I'll never, ever, 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 ever speak Lashon Hara again. Until lunch that day, someone came over to him and he said, Mamash Mefurish Lashon Hara about the whole yeshiva. But he'll never, ever, 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 this year, say one word of Lashon Hara. How to make Kabbalah and make a Kabbalah? How to go about your tochnit for Bein Hazmanim? I'm not saying every single thing, but Rabbi Yisai, realize, Da'achzor, Esreinu L'tshuva, the Nachvas Adar Achenev and Achkoira today. Today we need Rabbeim. Today we have to be shal avicha v'yagev chazikinecha v'yayimru lach. You don't make mistakes when you go to Rabbanu, Rabbi Yisrael. He brings over here, maybe the Gemara will end with this boy side. This Yad Dishmaya. In the town of Brisk, there was a Choshev Rav, Rabbi, the Brisk Rav. And at that time, there was a tremendous, tremendous Avirah atmosphere of Tzionis, permeating all of Europe. And even in the Hilka town of Brisk, there were Brisk Tzionim, the Brisk Gana. So anyway, in the town of Brisk, there weren't so many Haredim. Roiv were either members of the Zionist groups or were noita toward that Zionist system. And they thought now was coming, Bechirot now, there was coming elections in the town of Poland for what was called Kibosh HaKilois, to vote, I guess people were leaders of the Kilois, and it looked very, very schwer for the town of Brisk. Who was going to be the leader of their kehila to have to represent them in the government and different things? The Tzionim had a very big stronghold over there, and they came to the Brown, the Brisk Rav, and they said, "The town is over. What are we going to do? What can we do?" The Kitzer at first he made a list of people to speak and people leaders that could be possible to be the heads from the Haredish community to get up and start to make some type of rash, to make an announcement to try to turn people on, but they didn't. The Lamaisa didn't look so good. The elections were scheduled for Sunday, on Yom Shishi, after a lot of pressure from all the rich Haredish ones on the Brisk Rav. They said he should come out with a kol koire, with signs and papers, very, very strong with Laman HaBechirus. This maybe they thought all these askanim could save the matzav. We come out with posters trying to get the people to realize what could go wrong, what could happen if these people get in. And they forced the Brisk Rav to sign. The Brisk Rav was masking. However, they came out Friday afternoon, I guess close to the Shkia, they came out with these signs from the Tzbeis HaTfus, and they came to the Rav, and the Rav said, "Elections are Sunday." They said, no one's putting up a poster today. Also, like Bikoy, the Chashash, Shemigoyim, Chol Shabbos, Tlech, they had Bechasa. It could be there'll be Chol Shabbos, it's close to Shabbos, by the time they put them up, it's going to make a big rash. But the Haskonim said, "Rebbe, the whole Maracha, the fight is gone. If we don't put up these signs, what's going to be?" So the Helik of Brisk Rav, he stood and told him, "No, not one side's going up. I'm the one who signed it. I'm not letting it go up." And he said, "Amir the Gazach, Mashiach will not come down, will not stop himself from coming for 1 second of Yisrael. The time of Geula comes, Mashiach comes miyad. And the reason is because the world is judged with three rights schuyas at the Brisk Rav. And if at a certain time a yid did a certain mitzvah, it was machriel chavschus, and it was nifstar Mashiach should come. If he's going to wait 1 second, chas v'sholoim, somebody could do now do an aveir and machriel back. Mashiach, if it, the zman Hashem says go, he doesn't wait a second." Zok the Brisk Rav, but becholzo, he's the Gemara Zok. Yesh tchum lemala me'asor. They didn't tchumim. That didn't tchumim. Not allowed to go after us. Out of certain tchum, even lemala me'asor. The Mashiach won't come on Shabbos because of that. Even though he's rotten, he's to come so quick. But in yesh rak isid rabbanon, some whole tchum is on the rabbanon. Special lemala me'asor. He's not coming. Even though b'meshach this Shabbos, it could have been Shabbos afternoon, there was a bacha in Shiva's Torah Or who woke from a 72-hour nap. Adi was able to get his eyes open from that after that chillant lunch, and he dragged his legs up here, mamish, and he was able to learn for 15 minutes because he got 3 pieces of cake for it. But lemaisa, he learned. Didn't be that minute. Tachron Shemayim is. Look at that, to see his tevesh. Who could pull himself out of bed after that chillin'? Who could be alive after that chillin', let alone pull himself out of bed? And there he is, Yankel Davidovich. There he is, and all the children's stomach, he has pains in his left side and his right side, and there he's up there in Beis Medrash with one eyeball open, one eyeball still with the children, the other eyeball, and there he is learning. So it's the art scroll, no 27. So what? So he's learned 10 easy steps to learning Torah, the book that just came out from Jackalovich. But he's learning a base magic on a Shabbos afternoon when everybody's, the other 40 guys are puffing away, they have the Cholent disease. And he's learning base magic by Asmara, by Amelos. And there he comes up, and as Mashiach says, it's time to come! That's it! This second time to come, it could be one in later, Chai V'Sholem! Somebody's doing an Aveira downstairs, who knows the door that's being left in order. It'll stop, come now Mashiach! You got it! Not coming. Shabbos. This is Shabbos. Even for Mashiach said the Biskuvav. So for this Maroch, we're going to have a Shail Shabbos. They didn't put up the signs of Baisai. Oh, but Baisai, listen to Siyat Ishmael, that's Toiro. You think, what's going on, Biskuvav? We're going to lose the Barachas. Shall I be get Chafal the Goylin? But the Goylin know what Toiro wants. They didn't put up the signs. However, the other side found out and heard that signs were going up. And therefore, they got all nervous. And they made their own signs. And these signs were going to now schmutz up the Briskerov, schmutz up this community, because of the signs they thought were going up. And they round quick, and on Shabbos themselves, they didn't care, they put up these signs, thinking that the signs were up already, and they started to put up all these signs. And Jewish people, even from who were even noted towards this Yonasa movement, came and they saw these signs. They were schmutzing up the Briskerov for the signs he put out, and he never put up the signs. That was Machria, everybody the other way around. These people, look what they're doing to the Briskerov, look what they're doing to the Chayesh community. Is that turned the whole Marachas around, and they won the vote. It looks pumfakert, the wrong thing. The Godel, the Rebbe is telling me the wrong thing. I know what's right. My grandmother's 87th toenail party. You know how important it is to my grandmother. Every 82 years she cuts her toenails. This is the toenail party. We can't miss it. Rebbe said not to go. I don't think he understands what toenails are. No, don't go. Rebbe, you were right. It was a good thing I didn't go. The toenails fell into the soup. Everybody's sorry. We have to make the turnaround. It's difficult in these days. Look for people. Mischaber to people. Have a Rebbe. But more, even if you don't have a Rebbe, ask. When decisions in life are important, ask! Ask! Major decisions, you could be ruined for life if we don't ask! A Maisa Shaya just recently married her before I came out. People don't realize sometimes you have to speak also. A certain person that I know, a close relative, one of his daughters, was going out. And a Maisa with a certain Bacha. Now this Bacha, who seemed to present itself as a very, very, very unique Bacha, good Bacha, everything. Meanwhile, when another Bacha, his friend heard out that he was going out with a certain girl, he got a little nervous. This girl's from a chashu mishpacha, and what's this bacha taka? He doesn't get up for davening such on the right time. He's a little bit late. I don't think it's right. He went to ask the shadrach. She told him the mechuyev to talk. He talked, and the shidduch broke up. He went to ask the eitzah. So he says, "It's not my business." He felt what the right thing to do, Rabbi said. When it comes to the right moment, sometimes we're not supposed to speak. Lashon Hara is very dangerous. When it's the right time, he asked the Yetzer. Shalavicha v'yegedcha, Rabbi said. Ask the Yetzer. Go to Rabbanim, go to G'doylim, go to people they have shas with, help, I need help, how to work out, how I should do tshuva, what should be the steps for me, for that bochor el ganami, he has mechazing in this year, but me, what do I have to do, where I have to work, talk it over, find the mahalich, that's how we're going to get back. There's only one Eitzin has of the Rambam, tshuva, osa tshuva, nechtav in echt lechayim, lo yosa tshuva. A person has a shalom chayim and mavis sometimes means in other areas. He had a shver year. He thought it was beseda. Of a lo yosa tshuva. Osa tshuva. How do we do tshuva? We could try ourselves to find the answers by the areas. But those who need the direction, those who want to find out the right emes, sometimes need to go for Eitzah. We show all Eitzah, we won't be Nichshav. We'll be Zoycha B'Eitzah Hashem. To the Korach of our G'doylim. To the Korach of the ones who understand of what our Tavkit is. Mi'amachin mentioned by the Chavetz Chaim. That's our Tavkit. We should be Zoycha B'Eitzah Hashem. To build ourselves. And to create ourselves. To make ourselves. And to the people we're supposed to be, and to that bring a nachas ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and emes a tshuva shleima for us and for all of Klal Yisrael. Amen v'yomim.